This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
We have another guest in this morning, don't we?
We do, a young man called Mark.
We have Mark, he's in the studio. Well, good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Calvin.
You just get a little bit closer to that microphone, that'll be absolutely fine.
Good morning.
So, what have you come to talk to us about?
Well, I've come to talk, really, about how people can turn their lives around from having a really chaotic life to quite a successful life and fulfilling life, really.
Okay, so, and you have personal experience of that?
Yeah, I've had, I've got 25 years of mental health problems, substance and alcohol misuse problems. For me, it was part and parcel, you know. I was using the substances and the alcohol to help with my mental health.
Okay.
And so life was quite chaotic for 25 plus years. I was admitted to hospitals on a number of occasions. I was in a quite a bad way. I was in a very quite a bad way most days, really.
Well, you don't look like you're in a bad way now. So how did you do? How did you get around that?
Well, it was 7-8 months ago that I happened to be sat on Ryde Seafront, and I suppose you could call it an epiphany. Something changed inside me. I just I went to open up a can of lager, of all things, and something a young lad said to me, "Oh, you know, if you drink that again, it's quite possible you end up in hospital." And I said, and something just changed just that moment, and I tipped the can of beer away. And I phoned up at that time. I was getting some support from the Island Mental Health Services, and they said there was this place in Shanklin called Butler Gardens that I'd be able to go to. But when I left the hospital, I don't need to go there. I'm cured. I'm fine. As that's part of my illness at the time. You know, I was all fine. So I picked up a phone and said, is this place available for me to go and get some extra support in Shanklin, Butler Gardens? And that day I went there, and I had to obviously stop drinking. That's part, it's an abstinence-based building. So I had to stop drinking, stop taking any substances, which I wasn't taking substances at the time. It was just my medication and alcohol. So I stopped drinking and then my life slowly started coming together.
And now you are, I hate to use the phrase straight and narrow, but you are working towards getting yourself a job. You're volunteering?
Yes, I'm volunteering at a number of organisations. I volunteer for Nature Therapy CIC, and it's for helping people to connect back with nature. And in all walks of life, all ages, it's helping them advance to their well-being and helping them to get better and live a more stable life. I also volunteer for a little charity called Seeds for Change, and we work with families in a systemic practice. So we will sit there and reflect upon what the families have said. And I also work for the local authority, Youth Offending Team, as a volunteer and sit on panels there. So
you got, with the Youth Offending Team, you got a bit of street cred there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I've got this. I'm down with the kids, as they say.
But you've got the actual experience. I've been there, I've done that. You really don't want to be doing this.
No. And it's... And some of the clients I've already noticed that, you know, I don't have to say that. They must sense it or something.
Yeah,
I can sort of get down with, like you say, literally it is get down to their sort of level and help them in a more practical manner, really.
Well, I think that's the way. If you've been there yourself, you've got the authority then to say, look, I know exactly what you're going through. Not like some social worker saying, I know what you're going through.
Yeah, exactly.
They've never been through it themselves.
Exactly. And I do believe that every individual has got it inside themselves to change. They have got, you know, they can go to get all the support, and maybe that they carry on, you know. But everyone needs to know that inside them they have got this gift that they can change. They can change. If it doesn't matter what's going on in their life, they can change. And it starts with just looking at something good that's happened. And it might be really, really, really hard. But even if it's just a thing as I put some fresh socks on, or that robin that flew past my window, just in the start noticing the little nice and be great, nice things in life and be grateful for it, it starts this, I'm sure it starts this chain reaction. It might sound a bit out there, but
it starts a chain reaction.
I've seen it in other people.
But they've got to be at that stage where they're ready to do that.
You can offer people the, I hate saying it, but the olive branch, and they might not want to take the olives then. They might never want to take the olives because it will happen inside them, or they might take a bit, one olive, and that would be enough. Or they might take 20, you know. All I know is for 25 plus years, I was living a really chaotic life, and over the past 3 years and seven, eight months, the amount of things that have happened, I have family in my life again, you know, so... Okay. That I hadn't seen for 20 plus years.
I'll tell you what, have you got time to hang around with us for a bit longer?
I have for a little bit.
Well, we're going to go up to the news with a bit of Banner Man, and we'll come back and talk to you a bit more after that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, thank you. www.vectisradio.com.
We still have with us Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
You're still there yet?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's not too warm for you in here.
No, it's lovely. It's nice and cosy. It's got a really nice Christmas feel as well.
Yes, it has. We've got all the Christmas trees up.
Yeah, yeah,
the boss has really turned around, hasn't he? He used to not put up stuff about Christmas.
Well, he wouldn't do that, no.
Well, don't do Christmas.
He does now.
He does now, yeah.
Bar humbug.
So, we were just chatting off air. You now actually have somewhere to live.
I do, yes.
And you have a partner.
I have a partner. I have somewhere to live.
Yeah. So, it's really looking up for you, isn't it?
It's really looking up for me, yeah. I've managed to pass my driving test as well. My old life, I wouldn't have wanted to, and because I needed money for other things. But and if I did, I probably wouldn't have been too safe on the road anyway.
that's fairly sound,
I think it was all about when I gave up my bad habits, it was all about it's good stopping, but when you stop, you've got to find other things to do. You can't just stop.
Learn some new good habits.
Yeah, it's loads of new behaviours, good habits, meet new people. You know, because I see so many people that do really well, they just stop doing what they were doing, but that's what they do. They just stop and they need to get out and investigate new people, meet new people, new things to do and to enhance their well-being and their recovery from whatever it may be.
So can I ask you a difficult question?
Yeah, if you think it's difficult.
When you said you stopped drinking, and you had to stop drinking, was that hard to do? Could you do it sort of overnight and not get any withdrawal symptoms? Or
I was very fortunate. I was very fortunate because I about 3 weeks before I'd actually done a medical detox off of alcohol, and then thought I was all cured, and then went back on to the alcohol. Then I picked up the phone and asked for some help. So for a few days I had to take some medication, but it was only for a couple of days. I was very fortunate that I wasn't ill, and people ask me quite a lot, was it easy to stop? Yes, for me personally, it was. It was what was afterwards was, I wouldn't say a hard bit, because there was lots of doors that started opening for me to help me advance in my recovery. So it was easy, but then I had to go out and find things to do.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's good.
And yeah, and so you know, this being this time of year when everyone likes a drink, I'll just look, you know, I'll say I've got a perfect opportunity. I'm on radio, so just be careful. You know, is watch what you drink and how much you drink.
Yeah,
and if you like a drink, then have a drink and stick to one if you can. Just not one drink, but one kind of alcohol instead of mixing your drinks. You know.
Yeah. Moderation, I think, is the key for most.
Moderation is the key.
We all up what we consider to be moderate this time of year a little bit, but
of course.
But I mean, if you've got a history of alcohol abuse, then of course, steer clear of it.
If you've got a history, my advice would be, you don't need it.
You don't actually need it.
You can
stick to lemonade.
I've had some in the last 3 years and seven, eight months. I've had I've even been to some festivals which I never thought I would do without having a drink, and I have
considering the price they charge at festivals, you probably saved
yourself. I did actually save I always had money. The first time at any festival, I've always had money.
£5 for a small bottle of garlic. You are kidding me, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, but we went out for a Christmas meal last night.
We did, yeah.
I was just drinking lime and soda because I was driving.
Well, one of my favourites, lime and soda.
Yes, good drink. Good. That.
Yeah. We can have just as much of a good time.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't have fitted much drinking anyway, given the amount of food they were serving.
And it is the people, your surroundings as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've got lovely supporting people. You know, the people that I volunteer for, they support me. My girlfriend, bless her, she supports me. You know,
it all works both ways.
And I've still got things in my life that need. You know, what's the word? Brushing up. You know, I've got a daughter out there that I will connect with. You know, and my mother as well, you know, I will connect with her properly again, you know, in time. Everything takes time.
Yeah. Well done, so, you.
Thank you very much.
So, you were saying just earlier on, just to sort of conclude it, you've got to make your own decision.
I think you have, yeah. And what I'd like to say to everyone that's listening is, if you are sat there struggling, dig deep, because you have got it inside. You have got it inside you to actually turn your life around and live the life you deserve, you know, and live a life free from your troubles, your addictions, you know. But you can live a life that you deserve.
And the help is out there if you want it.
The help is out there. Yeah, okay. we've got different agencies on the island at the moment that can help you. There's Iris up the road there. We've got My Time across here. We've got this lovely building that's behind us here. We've got lots going on, the Riverside Centre.
Yeah,
it's got loads of stuff going on.
It's out there if you want it. Yeah. You've got to want it.
There's so many lovely organisations on this island, little organisations that need help, even if it's loads of charities, other organisations, and they all need some help. And I know there's some lovely people out there that want to give their time.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in, Mark. And
thank
you're
for
welcome
having
to stay.
Me. I'm off to the Christmas tree festival in
Bryston.
In Bryston, that's
that'll be great.
Yeah, so,
that'll be great. Yeah, Bryston. We went through Bryston the other night. It's looking really good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Invite you back in the new year. Talk
definitely
about this sort of stuff a bit more.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, this is spooky. You remember Jonathan was talking about if God was one of us?
Yeah.
It's only the next track up, and I haven't altered the programming
spooky
at all.
Spooky.
That's
brilliant.
Merry Christmas.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
VectisRadio.com.
For the people, by the people.